Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. It is already Thursday. It is the third day of April 2008. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. I need your help. You know, when we had Willie Nelson on, it took a day or two to get the Associated Press to pick it up, and then it did break nationally, and there was a... Still somewhat of a news blackout on it, but it did get out in the alternative media, and most Americans ended up hearing about it. And all over the country, when Willie Nelson goes on tour now, people come up to him and say, hey, I heard you on the Alex Jones Show. Why is that so important? That is vitally important because that is a sounding board. That's a sonar ping back at us. That it had a massive effect and caused a lot of people to wake up and look at the official story. But more importantly, we already have 80-plus percent in some polls, 60-plus percent in other polls, so we know it's way more than half the public say that they believe they've been lied to about the official story. They say that they've been lied to about the official story. But they are afraid to speak out at the water cooler. They're afraid to speak out at the lunch counter or at church. They're afraid to speak out with their friends and family. And when they hear about Governor Ventura going public, when they hear about Willie Nelson going public, when they hear about a high-level Japanese member of parliament going public, when they hear about a highly respected former president of Italy, president for 7 years, one of the most respected presidents in modern history, when they hear about CIA section chiefs and Bob Baer, Bill Christensen, Ray McGovern, the list goes on, coming out and saying inside job, Michael Meacher, who was number 3 in Blair's government, Actress of the Year, Best Actress, Oscar-winning actress, 2008, coming out and saying it. Hundreds of engineers and scientists and physicists coming out and saying it. That creates courage, and it makes it easier for others to stand up and go public in the trails that have already been blazed by others. This is so important. I need your help. We all need to help each other. I need you to go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. They're the top stories right now. There are 3 top stories. One is former Governor Jesse Ventura, WTC collapse, a controlled demolition. Navy veteran and movie star savages official story, says media covering up truth about attacks. This is powerful information. This is important information. This is information that needs to get out to everybody right now. There's another story dealing with what Ventura said in his incendiary hour and 20-minute interview here yesterday. Jesse Ventura warns of Obama assassination attempt. And by exposing government-sponsored assassinations, we reduce the chances that they will be committed in the future, not against Barack Obama, but against a Ron Paul or others that we know are coming in the future. There's another one of dealing with Jesse Ventura. Right up at the top of PrisonPlanet.com, where 20-plus publishers refuse to carry a book, Operation Mockingbird Behavior, MSNBC, silencing him. He broke all this yesterday on this very show. I need your help to carry the ball.
It is a big idea, a new world order. in the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. I'm the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I don't want anyone to take for granted how big that Jesse Ventura interview was. This is the former governor of Minnesota, who I met with a year and a half ago, and he said he had questions because he knew the government had staged things with Operation Northwoods, had wanted to stage terror attacks, and then he knew Gulf of Tonkin had been staged to get us into Vietnam, but that he still just couldn't believe that they'd carry the attacks out, that they let it happen. And he says that in his new book. But yesterday on this show, and it's the first time he's done it, I was talking to him during a break, and he just said, look, I'm coming all out today. I'm just going to go ahead and say what I really think. I don't know why people come on this show and they just spill their guts. I guess God moves their heart or something, even though they're like Jesse Ventura and don't believe in God. But, you know, the point here is he came on the show, and he said that the government basically carried out the attacks, and they were controlled demolitions. The stories are up on PrisonPlanet.com, right at the top, three stories written by Paul Watson and Kurt Nemo. They need to go to every radio station, every TV station, especially the AP in Minnesota. I need you to fax them, call them, email AP all over the country, Reuters, the Pioneer Press in Minneapolis-St. Paul, the Star up there in Minneapolis-St. Paul, the Duluth paper. I'm giving you key attack points where I know they'll pick it up. LAAP. I got people working on it here. We have a very small staff. We need your help. Now, they're going to try to block this and keep it from coming out. This is big news. I had to lobby the Associated Press to pick up the Willie Nelson information. So we're going to be talking about that coming up in a few minutes. But first, the economy. Ron Paul yesterday on the banking committee in Congress boldly exposed Edward Bernanke and talked about how this country's going into fascism. Fascism is where the private corporate interest control the government and where the government is in league and controls the corporate interest. The Federal Reserve engineered the monetary system that has caused what's happening today. Now they want to get rid of three federal regulatory agencies, and the Federal Reserve wants to be judge, jury, executioner, chief inspector, detective, beat cop, chief cook, bottle washer, everything. Just total, this country will be fully run by the Federal Reserve. It's just amazing. So here is Congressman Ron Paul yesterday.
Congressman Paul.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Welcome, Chairman Bernanke. There's a political philosophy that advocates the merging together of the interests of business and government, at the same time with a loss of civil liberties of the people. And I'm afraid we're moving in that direction, not just in the last year or two, but over many, many years. When you think about, especially since 9/11, there has been some loss of civil liberties that we shouldn't be unconcerned about. There are warrantless searches. There's no really financial privacy or medical privacy in this country. Habeas corpus has been challenged, as well as the Internet privacy is being challenged. So civil liberties have been challenged. But the combination of business and government has been ongoing for a good many years. I would say possibly for 100 years, but more so now. And I see what we're doing today, or at least a proposal by Treasury, as a massive move for a lot closer association of business and government. Most everybody's aware of the military-industrial complex and the combination of how military contractors and government are in bed together. Now we have a medical-industrial complex. The media is very much involved with government, as well as just about everything that we have, government and businesses are very much involved. But the original purpose of our government was to regulate the government, and not for the government to regulate the people, because there really isn't any authority to people for the government to tell us what to do with our civil liberties but to run our businesses. I mean, if we believe in the marketplace, the market is supposed to be self-regulating, and there can be a case made for that. But we have embarked for many years in this effort to have the government do all the regulating. But from my viewpoint and the viewpoint of many others, we should be regulating the government. And we essentially don't. I mean, when you think about the authority, you as a chairman of the Federal Reserve and what the what the Federal Reserve can do, I mean, it really goes unaudited and very, very little oversight. And now when you think about the recent embarking of the president's working group, and this is not an advisory group, it's called a working group. I mean, they're not economic advisors. We have presidential economic advisories, but we don't have minutes of the working group. We don't know what they do, what kind of action, what authority they have, and once in a while we hear a report, but we're giving more power to this working group, which means that it looks like we've really given up on the republic, you know, freedom and the marketplace and sound money. And all we accept is more encroachment of our civil liberties, more collusion between business and government, and it looks like this is a massive increase in the combination of government and big business. So my concern really is very philosophic. I mean, most of us deal here from day to day, is this regulation good or is this regulation bad, without realizing that the general rule is that when government creates a regulation, they create the need for two more regulations. And the same way, when we allow our banking system to inflate the economy, it causes the bubbles to occur, and then we have to inflate to prevent them from breaking deflating. So it goes on and on, and we perpetuate our problems. But it seems to me that the basic question that we don't ask and we should ask is, why do we have a business cycle? And for 100 years, the conclusion has been in this country, philosophically and practically at the political level, is that it's a consequence of freedom. It's a consequence of capitalism. And therefore, we need government to save the people from their freedom. Freedom of choice personally, loss of civil liberties, and the freedom of choice of businesses. So could you tell me, do you accept the idea that the business cycle is a consequence of capitalism and freedom? Or is the business cycle, could it be that others who say it's a consequence of government interference? Because that, to me, is the key question. And depending on how you answer that, depends on everything we do from here on out.
Well, Congressman, first a word on the President's Working Group. That's a informal group of the heads of various agencies. It has no separate statutory authorities, but it's a chance to get together and talk about issues. And on a number of occasions, as you've noted, we put out reports that have no statutory authority but represent our thinking and our staff's thinking on some various issues. Certainly, large parts of the fluctuations in the economy are from the free market. They represent changes in productivity, for example, changes in business activity. There are probably also those circumstances in which fluctuations are due to government intervention. Government spending during wars, for example. An example which is particularly relevant to the current discussion is that during the 19th century, the United States had periodic financial crises where banks would fail and there would be sometimes effects on the broader economy. And it was dissatisfaction with that led in 1913 to the creation of the Federal Reserve to try and stop these periodic financial crises. This created the set of consequences that you allude to, in the sense that if you're going to give the Federal Reserve power over the financial system, and in particular, if there's going to be moral hazard induced by that, then for the protection, you need to have some regulation to prevent the moral hazard from creating just further distortions in the financial system. But I do agree with you that the fluctuations often have a private sector entrepreneurial component to it, and we are neither able nor should we try to completely eliminate fluctuations in the economy.
Does the Federal Reserve contribute to the business cycle?
It has. It has in times, most notably during the 70s when inflation got out of control and the Fed had to raise interest rates sharply to control inflation, and it resulted sometimes in slowdowns in real
estate. Does excessive credit and low interest rate cause malinvestment? Artificially low interest rates?
Well,
market driven.
The question is, you know, is the judgment about where interest rates ought to be. We have, of course, a mandate for maximum employment and price stability. We're trying to balance those obligations. So we could make mistakes and put the interest rate at the wrong place, and that would have negative impacts. I agree. So we're doing the best we can to find the right place to put the interest rate, the one that's consistent with the neutral rate, or the rate that establishes a full employment economy.
And someday we may try the market to determine the interest rates. Thank you.
Well, there you have it. In the House Banking Committee, Congressman Ron Paul, the leading Republican on the committee, grilling Bernanke. And if you read the proposal made last Thursday by the Federal Reserve, by the way, we have Bob Chapman joining us in the third hour to talk about that from the International Forecaster. It's amazing. And I was driving into the Sunday radio show Sunday, and I heard Fox News Radio going, the Federal Reserve is proposing to crack down on corruption in the markets and problems. And it said, strangely enough, with less regulation. So get rid of the Securities and Exchange Commission, get rid of a bunch of other federal agencies, which, granted, are revolving doors from the Federal Reserve and revolving doors from Wall Street and the brokerage houses and banks, kind of like the FDA's a revolving door, or the EPA's a revolving door, or the Pentagon's a revolving door from the defense contractors and the generals. But now it's just one group will have all the power, the private bankers that own us, that own you and your family. That's their view on it. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, here on the GCN Radio Network. We're going to get into a bunch of economic news, the Jesse Ventura interview, and a lot more.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before I get back into the incredible Jesse Ventura revelations, there were like 5 of them breaking here on this show yesterday. I had no idea he was going to do that. And before I get into the economy and the guest we have joining us today, I wanted to get into a story out of the Metropolitan newspaper out of Canada. Obama's minister claims that HIV/AIDS is a eugenics depopulation agenda and is supported by U.S. investigative researchers. So again, to read that headline, Obama's minister's claim that HIV/AIDS is eugenics depopulation agenda is supported by U.S. investigative researchers. This is by David Stein. I'm going to get David Stein on. You'll probably hear him tomorrow or next week. But in this article, he goes over a lot of the mainline history and research and documents that the autoimmune virus, known as AIDS, was engineered as a soft kill, that is a slow kill, hard to track bioweapon, and that it's only an umbrella cover story now for a whole bunch of different soft kill bioweapons that are targeted towards blacks. They also, of course, Homo sapiens sapiens are all so closely interrelated, it kills whites as well. But more than 100 times harder, and these are mainline studies, but they're suppressed, for a white to contract them. Now, most whites in Central and Southern Europe and Eastern Europe, from Moor invasion and Turkish invasion, have Negroid blood. And please don't be so politically correct that I use a scientific term that you call in thinking that's a racist term. That's a Caucasian, Asian, Negro. That's where these terms come from. Let's be adults. They arrest you in England if you say the word homosexual because the ignorant public believes that it's a slander. It's heterosexual, homosexual, homo sapiens sapien. It's just scientific terms, okay? And I'm not being sarcastic to our learned audience that's smarter than I am in most cases. They're, believe me, you cannot underestimate how dumb some of the public are. Okay, let's get back to how they're killing the blacks, okay? Instead of freaking out about the word Negroid. Oh, God, help us. Obama's ministers claim that HIV/AIDS is eugenics depopulation agenda supported by U.S. investigative researchers. And I'm going to get into this later. That's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. Or you can go to the Metropolitan website, and we'll post that up on the site. It is posted so you can go link through to it. School fluoride program, ensuring a lasting smile. Now, just type in school fluoride program or fluoride school program. And this is how this works very often. I was on Infowars.com looking at the stories Kurt Nemo had written or posted, and I was reading some of the comments because there's always good tips in them and a lot of times entertaining stuff as well. And I saw a lady saying, I'm so mad. My son is in elementary school, and he comes home and with fluoride tablets every week, and they make him wash their mouths out with fluoride treatment every morning. And I didn't just go off that and believe that. I remembered going to Margaret Sanger Elementary School in kindergarten in Dallas, Texas, named after the eugenicist. And I remember every months having to wash our mouths out with fluoride and always feeling sick and putting my head down on the and then falling down in the bathroom, the chemical weapon hitting me hard, the other kids. I mean, I remember not liking it. When they'd bring it out, I would, and of course, no one had told me. No one knew. They made it fun. It was in little boxes when they gave you the liquid or the pills, or little red pills too, with a little cartoon strip. And I remember just a few months into it getting really upset and being afraid, because I didn't like the pain. And there's no doubting this. So it reminded me. See, there's so much evil, so much institutionalized evil, that you can't even keep track of it. You can't even be aware of it all. There's just too much. So I see this message board comment, or this story comment, people posting in the articles, it's kind of like a message board is what people are using it for. It's really popular. And so I Googled school fluoride program, and every school in the country that's government run is doing it. And now it's a daily operation. Now, when we get back, I'm going to tell you about this. Now, I want you to understand, depending on the school program, it is 0.5 or 0.3 or 0.2. One part per million causes 20-point IQ reductions. This is parts, was it parts per 100 or parts per 1,000? I mean, this is devastator.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention GCN listeners, would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
All right, Dad, let me get this straight. On Civil Liberties takes place in the future, right? Like Star Wars?
Yeah, that's right. Slightly in the future.
Wait a second. I thought Star Wars took place a long, long time ago.
All right, Einstein. But it is kind of like Star Wars anyway. Just like Star Wars, there's an evil empire, and some people have started an armed rebellion to fight the evil empire.
Okay, so don't tell me. The government's the bad guys again?
Yep, that's right.
Oh, so your character's like Luke Skywalker.
Not exactly.
I know. You're Chewbacca!
Not really, but my character does help the rebellion to stop the government's evil tracking system, which is happening now in the real world, just like in Uncivil Liberties.
Wait a second, they can't track us, it's a free country.
Exactly.
Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common-sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89144. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at ANU.com.
Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. I sat down with Big Brother. Don't like those RFIDs. Got the blues about my freedom. Got the blues about tyranny. I got the blues about my freedom. Got the blues about tyranny. I sat down with Big Brother and the national ID. Don't want a chip in my wallet, chip in my car. And if I want to travel, it's nobody's business how far. Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. I said shame on Big Brother, always tracking and tracing me. Don't want a chip in my mother, chip in my wife, a chip in my babies. Stay out of our life. Don't want no shackles.
You tell them.
Don't
Jimmy Vaughn.
Shackles on me.
Double Trouble, Fabulous Thunderbirds.
I sat down with Big Brother. No more slavery.
But we talk about being tracked, being tagged, being face scanned, our cars being scanned, our cell phones tracking us. What about fluoride? Let me just read this to you. This is out of New York, the state of New York. School fluoride program ensuring a lasting smile. Now, the American Dental Association, after all these lawsuits, had to admit that fluoride actually rots your teeth from the inside out. Dental fluorosis, it causes bone fractures. The National Kidney Association admits it, nothing like it, attacking the kidneys. It attacks all the other glands associated with diabetes, cancer. It's just unbelievable. And they've known this for over 100 years. The Nazis used it in death camps at about 3 parts per million. School fluoride program ensuring a lasting smile. The self-applied fluoride and education rinsing program called SAFER is a preventative service that has been successfully implemented in many New York school districts for more than 20 years. Folks, I am 34 years old. This was going on when I was 5 in Dallas. Participating children ages 6 and older use 10 milliliters or 5 milliliters of 0.2 sodium fluoride solution to rinse for 1 minute in the classroom. Participation by children too young to rinse and are in Head Start programs or kindergarten chew a daily fluoride tablet or use daily fluoride drops for the prevention of tooth decay. As if they're not getting enough in the water and their toothpaste, even if you believe the official story. God help us. Now, I meant to do the math during the break. What is, John, you got a calculator? What do you call 0.2? Now, I found other programs that are 0.5, 0.3. I'm going to read those. Because if it was, 1%, it would be 1%, but it's 0.2. I know that's millions of times higher than 1 part per million that the government recommends for our teeth health, which has incredible 20-point, on average, major studies, IQ reduction, comparing communities right next to each other, those that fluoridate, those that don't. What is the... That's 2 parts per thousand, isn't it? So we're talking 2 parts... per thousand sodium fluoride solution versus 1 part per million, and it's daily. Now, no one ever told me sodium fluoride was bad. No one ever told me that it isn't just sodium fluoride, that by federal law and state law, it's the toxic waste with hundreds of chemicals from fertilizer manufacturing and aluminum purification and the nuclear weapons uranium purification program. That's when it first started in the 50s. Because they had big spills in Tennessee and everywhere else that were killing people and causing problems. They said, oh, we don't have to store it. It's not a toxic waste. We're going to put it in the water, but dilute it. It's a valuable nutrient, which is true. You need very small levels of calcium fluoride for your body. Just like you need very small amounts of arsenic and cyanide. And it is in plants and vegetables, and it is in the air, and it is in the dirt. What is it, parts per billion? You can go pull the studies up. I've read so many, they all kind of blur together. The program targets children who do not have access to community water fluoridation, who do not have access to dental care, who live in rural areas, and who live at below the poverty level. Perfect eugenics. See, that's the... Now, I was in Dallas. We had a lower middle class elementary school. That's why my parents moved to Rockwall, so I go to better government schools. But it was lower middle class, and it was about half black kids. And you bet, I looked into it. It targets poor children. The government hadn't given 2 and 5 parts per thousand fluoride to the lily white. They just get their 1 to 2 parts per million, which gives you a good head thumping as well. But I remember... They'd come out with those red pills, they'd come out with those washes, and man, they'd tell me chew one of those, and man, headache, laying back in the chair, I wouldn't know who I was for 2 days. And then I remember being about 10 years old and having my dad clean my teeth twice a year. He's a good guy. He's not evil. He believes in the system. He believes in the Dental Association. He's not a bad guy, so he thinks they wouldn't lie. Now he knows the truth and is all freaked out and has researched it, as a lot of other dentists, in fact, top dentists, have gone public now. Just type in dentist against fluoride. I mean, they made the dental association say don't do it for children. It's poisonous. And I remember going in, having him clean my teeth, and he'd say, okay, come over here to the sink. Here's a fluoride treatment. I remember taking a shot of that, gargling it, spitting it out, and, man, I'd get in the car. And, again, this wasn't placebo because my whole life I would never really put two and two together. When I was real little, I would kind of associate it with it. But later, I just wasn't thinking about it, and I'd take it and get a headache and drive home in the car. My dad remembers it. Just lay back and fall asleep with a horrible headache. I remember my whole life brushing my teeth and getting a headache right after it, getting a stomach ache. It says on the back, if you swallow a pea size, call poison control. Look at your toothpaste. Now, there are not hundreds. There are thousands of government studies going back to the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, right through to now, admitting, that it eats holes in your brain, it destroys your bones, it calcifies your arteries and all of your major glands, and just savages the delicate flesh tissues of the filters in the kidneys, savages the liver. It is a savage chemical attack. Pulitzer Prize-winning book on World War II documents Nuremberg trials that they put fluoride in the water to make the slaves docile. So you don't want a chip in your body, a chip in your wife. I agree. But how about the fluoride? Because even if you don't drink the fluoridated water, when you drink that coffee from the store, you drink that tea, you're getting it. When you're breathing the hot fumes, you get even more than from drinking it. Very deadly. The chlorine alone, massive cancers, thousands of studies. The chlorine you're drinking, the breakdown products of chlorine are even worse. School districts or public health professionals interested in the program should contact departments, Bureau of Dental Health, to determine if they qualify. For more information, contact Elizabeth Whitman, RN, Public Health Program Nurse, Bureau of Dental Health, and then it's got her phone number in New York. Now, that's the first one that pops up when you type in school fluoride program. Next is Colorado, and then Texas, and then Florida. And Colorado School Fluoride Mouth Rinse Program. Colorado, welcome to, and then it goes into how it is wonderful for the children. And I remember them showing us little films, too. They'd bring in the, you get real happy when they roll in the film, and they put the film reel on and show you a film about your teeth and little happy cartoon character that drinks fluoride. And then, man, it was like drinking a half gallon of Jack Daniels when you're a little baby, when you're 5 years old. Went into there, imagine how smart I'd be. Imagine how smart you'd be if they hadn't throttled our little brains. You know, they got all these studies about how blacks' test scores are so bad. Well, part of it, you know, people always joked about the lead paint chips, but those inner cities, boy, they down the Mexicans and blacks and poor whites' throats, they just dump these pills and bubble gum and drinks, and oh, it's so good. 2 parts per 1,000 instead of 1 part per million. No debating that is absolute poisoning. Now, I'm sure this nurse means well that I mentioned running the program. She believes the system's good. Probably a nice person. Colorado School Fluoride Mouth Rinse Program, another segment of the fluoride program is the school mouth rinse program. The purpose of the school fluoride mouth rinse program is to provide a safe and effective preventative method for reducing dental decay. While not as effective as the community water fluoridation program, and where communities are too small or do not have access to optimal levels of fluoride in community water, these, by the way, I've looked it up, they're doing this where they fluoridate. This is just pure bull. The school fluoride mouth rinse program helps prevent tooth decay in grade school children, grades 1 to 6, right during that key brain growth period, for roughly the same cost per person in the community as for the CWEP, but only reaching approximately 1/4 of the population. Oh, it only gets 1/4. Children rinse once a week with 1 minute in the classroom and then spit out the fluoride. which is absorbed into the glands that are right underneath the tongue, I would add. That's where you're supposed to take a lot of medicines, folks. Some of the levels that absorb like nothing else under there. The benefit to teeth from fluoride rinse program is topical. The fluoride solution strengthens the outer layer of tooth enamel. That's pure bull. You absorb it. And the fluoride is not swallowed. Absolute bull. A large portion of it swallowed. Because you spit out about 90% of it, but the rest of it coats the mouth. It's like a syrup. Ugh. Sends chills up my spine. Other examples of topical applied fluoride are toothpaste fluoride treatments in the dental office. And it goes into how it is 3 parts per 1,000. So statewide, there are 26 elementary school programs in Colorado in school districts serving the entire district. So 26 districts are doing this in Colorado. You can just go on and on for hours. I spent about 2 hours on this last night. So there you have it. This is the equivalent of bashing your child's head into concrete every day or putting him in the ring with a professional boxer. You know why the professional boxers, when they're 40 years old, can't talk? And because they're brain damaged, ladies and gentlemen. You wonder why most Americans can't complete sentences? Have you talked to them? They're fluoride heads. That alone. And now tens of thousands of girls at age 3 go into puberty and begin having menstrual cycles, the girls. And what do? They go, oh, we've got a hormone that we use to block that hormone that's in your milk and cheeses. And then the boys are super feminine and their sexual organs do not develop. Their male ovaries or testicles do not drop. And that's now just all over the country. Percentages are skyrocketing of men that are not basically men. They don't have testosterone. They have estrogen, which then affects the same brain structures in the brain tissues, and they're attracted to men. See, it's all smell that then triggers things in the brain. So the area of the brain that is associated with the more female outlook, and it's a complex issue, but I read what the scientists have said. Basically, then men smell other men. You're not supposed to smell testosterone and like it. And you're supposed to smell the estrogen and progesterone and the other hormones of women and get excited. But you're not. You see men now because you've been drinking all this milk filled with the female hormone to make the female hyperfemale in the cow to produce 4 times more milk than a regular Jersey cow or Holstein is going to produce. So our women are hyperfeminine and get breast cancer because hormones in the exchange through the tissues, the tissues that have higher hormonal fluxes are the tissues in almost every case that get the cancers because hormones age the cells, cause more DNA breaks. It gets more complex than that, but I'm digressing off into it. They admit, though, that there's a lot of studies showing that it's the hormones causing women's breasts to basically rot off and our precious women dying. And I'm sorry to use terms like that for you, but if it'll get you to stop drinking all these hormones and it'll get you to get your daughters and your sons off this stuff, then I'll talk about it. See, the fluoride's only one part of it. Now, I don't know if they put these hormones in the milk on purpose to do this to us, though it admittedly is frying our reproductive systems, which they want from a eugenics perspective. But I know they put the fluoride in there to hurt us, and I'm mad about it. And I'm sick of the government with all its PSAs on radio, TV, and billboards and newspapers telling me how much you love me. The average jackass down at the police station probably thinks they're doing it for the betterment, and the average jackass at the health department and the average nurse thinks that. But I'll assure you, the people running all this and the social planners that designed all this are some cold-blooded people. And they're waging war on every single one of us. Now, I know we got police listening. Go look up toxic fluoridation. Toothpaste, the average brand is around 2%. Now, you swallow a pea size of that, they say go to the hospital. They're making kids chew tablets that have that much in it every week in these schools. You go read the studies where there is no debate that 2% causes massive brain damage. It's documented that one part per million causes massive brain damage. Now, I want to be on every AM and FM station I can be in every community. I want to warn people, but I'm not. I'm only on about 60 stations that are commercial, big, official AM and FMs, more than 100 micros known as pirates of the general public. Great folks out there. But I'm here to tell you, I want you to get this information and warn everybody you know, because I may not have a station in every city, but I got internet, shortwave, and satellite listeners in every city. And we got a responsibility to warn people. Now let's stop sitting around, get up off your butts, and get going. We'll be right back with the Jesse Ventura new developments as the neocons attack.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphemesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Okay, we've got so many guests that we stacked them up today like cordwood. We've got Dr. Louis Sancho, physicist. We're also going to have his colleague on who was on Monday, Walter L. Wagner, about the heavy superconducting supercollider and the dangerous particles that the equations show it can and in some cases has made, have produced, tiny black holes and things of that nature. That's coming up in about 5 minutes, doing a part two on this early, because these type of super technologies are so important. Then we've got Robert Galen Ross, who I set up weeks ago in studio. He's going to be here from 12:30, coming up in about an hour, or no, coming up in about 40 minutes, until 1:30, and then Bob Chapman on what's happening with the Federal Reserve and the economy and gold and the commodities and the rest of it. So that is coming up today, totally jam-packed. Now, listen, I'm not going to belabor this all day, but I need your help, just like I need your help on the fluoride issue and how they're poisoning the kids. Just absolute brain damage, absolute hardcore assault in plain view. In plain view. I mean, they're just doing it right out in the open with two parts per thousand, some cases even higher, instead of one part per million with these, the gum and the rest of it. Jesse Ventura, three big articles. We want the neocons to take the bait. We want Michelle Malkin, who calls for putting Americans in concentration camps and writes books about it, who calls for no Bill of Rights, no Constitution, endless war. She's taken the bait and posted at Hot Air the Jesse Ventura incredible interview yesterday for an hour and 20 minutes. Expanding out on that, others are starting to pick up on it. You want to target neocons and send them this story. Former Governor Jesse Ventura, WTC collapse, a controlled demolition. We want them to take the bait because in their hubris, they'll attack Governor Ventura just like they attacked Willie Nelson and others. And then people will hear about this and will spread the word, and then they'll go look into it. The majority of Americans know it was an inside job. 80-plus percent believe they've been lied to. They just need the courage to know that they can stand up and speak out. Who do you need to contact? Minneapolis, St. Paul, AP. They got two offices. You need to email them the story and call them about it. L.A. AP, Austin AP, we're calling them too. All the neocon talk shows. Help us, because by getting this out, people are going, man, Charlie Sheen, Jesse Ventura, German defense ministers, Italian presidents, best actress this year, best actress, Oscar winner, just on and on and on, and the comedian Cho last week. Just so many famous people coming out. And then they'll learn about the architects and engineers and physicists and scientists and demolition experts. Governor Ventura is an underwater demolition expert from his time in his Navy SEAL training in BUDS and underwater demolition. He was a frogman for most of his time in the Navy. So this is very, very important. This is up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com right now. Top three stories: former Governor Jesse Ventura, WTC collapse, a controlled demolition. Under that, Mockingbird Publishers turned down bestseller Jesse Ventura book. Very important story by Kurt Nemo. And another one, Jesse Ventura warns of Obama assassination attempt. Need to add into the story a link to the other article so when they go read that, they see it. Now listen, this is a big win in the info war. Think of the courage it took for Ventura to come on and apologize and say he was wrong for not looking into it earlier and that it's an inside job, a controlled demolition. This is big. He's given us the ball. We need to carry it. The ball's in your court. Fight, fight, fight.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.